Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents The Traitor by James Axler. Narrated by Richard Rowan and performed by a full cast. The Traitor 1. The High Cost of Doing Business. Pain and despair racked Marsh Folsom as he hung from the steel X made of railroad rails that were planted in the hard-baked ground. Steel manacles, hot in the early afternoon sun, burned his wrists. His shoulders screamed in agony from supporting his body weight for the last 3 hours or more, and he could no longer draw a full breath because his chest wouldn't open wide enough. He was too conscious of time. He wished he could just pass out and have the dying over with. He kept telling himself that if he was unconscious, getting his throat slit and being bled out wouldn't hurt so much. When the gentle wind blew, and it did not do that enough, the chains that held the corpses of Marsh's fellow scabbies clinked against the rails. The rhythmic beating of metal against metal grated on Marsh's nerves. He would be the last of them to die. And then, all of them would be eaten. His captors had already told him that, and they now watched him with hungry eyes. The muties and stickies gathered before Marsh waited for life to leave him instead of tearing him apart or cutting his throat, because their leader had told them to do that. They were waiting on a sign from their barbaric god. Three of them held totem sticks that sported weird, googly-eyed, pale yellow creatures that sprouted an explosion of tentacles and held two meaty spheres. The totems had been freshly anointed with blood from Marsh's fellow captives, and the red fluid dripped obscenely from the things. The stickies probably identified with the totems because of the tentacles. Marsh and the others were sacrifices to the god the muties and stickies followed. Maybe their god believed in patience as a virtue. Many gods did, according to the old books Marsh had read. But most practitioners of those faiths weren't good at patience. Maybe his captors were, but they acted more afraid of their leader, Jubal. He was patient, so they were patient. The muti was almost 7 feet tall and had broad shoulders that belonged on a great bull ape. The leader's size wasn't evident until he stood near the other mutated humans that followed him. None of the stickies stood near him, but they followed his orders all the same. Jubal wore faded and ragged dungarees and huge work boots that sported spurs. His pullover shirt featured the image of an open mouth with the tongue sticking out. After all his studies of the past, before the world had ended, Marsh could almost place the image, but the knowledge evaded him with maddening persistence. That foolishness was frustrating to deal with at the time of his death. A man should die unsuspecting, and in the middle of planning the next day. He was pretty sure he'd read a quote by someone famous that expressed that exact sentiment. And he should also die with his boots on. He'd read that, too. Marsh hung shoeless from the X, and his bare feet couldn't touch the hard earth a foot or more below him. Marsh shifted to try to ease the pain in his shoulders, to open his lungs a bit more. But that agony also continued. Marsh blinked his eyes and studied the giant muti. He wished there was some way to appeal to the creature, but he knew he would only be wasting what little breath remained to him. The muties and stickies wanted their supper. Jubal's face was circular. He had two eyes and a mouth, but no nose. His dark hair fell below his shoulders and looked ragged and knotted. Skin flaps all over his face and neck opened, and he breathed through them, but only occasionally. Apparently a drawn breath could last him for some time. Those flaps opened now. If Marsh wasn't about to die, he might have found it interesting to watch, because the physiology of mutants was fascinating. As much as Marsh had seen, he hadn't seen it all. The fallout radiation from the Nucost had changed humanity forever, and new permutations were obviously still being born. Marsh had seldom seen stickies, and never...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?